Nolte, James O'Keefe set to release 2 months of CNN editorial calls. By John Nolte on December 1, 2020. James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, shocked CNN chief Jeff Zucker on Monday morning by dialing into Kunlal's morning editorial call to ask Zucker a question. O'Keefe also, God bless him, live-streamed the whole encounter and informed Zucker he has 2 months of these editorial meetings on tape. Do you still feel you're the most trusted name in news? O'Keefe asked an obviously flustered Zucker, who sputtered back with, thank you, for your comment, So, everybody, I think in light of that, we'll set up a new system. And we'll be back with you, we'll do the rest of the call later. Just prior to that, O'Keefe told Zucker he had been monitoring and recording Kunlal's editorial calls for 2 whole months now. O'Keefe then informed those watching the live stream he will start releasing those recordings starting Monday night at 7 p.m. EST. Someone O'Keefe only identified as an insider gave Project Veritas the phone number and password to eavesdrop on these editorial calls, which reached the very top of the corrupt Kunlal's editorial team. Others identified on the call were Kunlal Vice President and Political Director David Chalian, a rabid lefty who was fired by Yahoo in 2012 after being caught on tape telling everyone how much Mitt Romney enjoys watching black people drown, producer Stephanie Becker, and Marcus Mabry, who's Vice President of Global Programming for Kunlal Digital. Basically, what it appears O'Keefe had access to was the keys to the kingdom. A fly-on-the-wall opportunity to monitor what was going on inside one of the most corrupt news organizations in the history of our country. When asking Zucker his question, O'Keefe teased a little of what he has. Because I have to say, O'Keefe explained, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. We've got a lot of recording that indicate you're not really that independent as a journalist. In fairness to Kunlal, most of their on-air programming indicates Zucker is not all that independent or interested in journalism. Regardless, this is exactly what needs to happen to large media corporations. As O'Keefe says in the video embedded above, the public deserves to know how the sausage is made. Especially when you are talking about the corruption and fraud behind a news organization that still, laughably, sells itself as neutral, unbiased, and facts first. 2 months of recordings, by the way, takes us all the way back to the beginning of October. So through the Hunter Biden stuff, the election itself, should be pretty interesting. My guess is that the recording won't be a completely unvarnished look at the Kunlal Bond villains out to control and reshape the world to their authoritarian liking. When you are on calls like these, you still tend to keep your guard up under the assumption you could be recorded and you can't be sure who's listening, but who knows. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.